Today's scripture is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be strong with all the strength that comes from His glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me as we go into our message today? God, it has been just an important and beautiful morning worshiping you. Jesus, my gratitude feels just very real this morning as we think about the people who have gone before us, as we think about what it means to be a community that is loving and serving people, and what it means to get to be known and loved by you, Jesus. So I pray today as we talk about this idea of what it means to leave a legacy. God, I pray that you would remind us that you're at work. You're at work. You are before us and behind us and around us, and always with us. So Jesus, we pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, when we think about the word inheritance, which is a word that you heard in that scripture reading, I don't know about you, but I normally have a very specific type of thing that I think of. Normally, when I think about inheritance, I think about things like monetary gifts or maybe property, things like that. But a few years ago, there was a show on television called Strange Inheritance. I don't know if any of you watched that. But Strange Inheritance, where it looked at stories of people who had inherited things from family or friends that were just a little bit unusual and unexpected. So I did a little research on this show, and I wanted to share with you a few of the things that people inherited that were documented by this show. So one of the things was Bonnie and Clyde's personal items and other Western memorabilia, which I feel like for a very certain group of people is very cool. It's not me, but it might be you, and that is so good. There was also the world's tallest thermometer, which was located at Death Valley National Park, and don't worry, also needed, I think it was $75,000 in repairs. What a gift. What a gift to inherit. There was an exotic animal sanctuary, which if you watched Tiger King during COVID, you know that did not come without its issues. So, okay. There was George Washington's wallet, which I thought that was kind of cool. And then the one that really disturbed me was the world's largest privately curated bug collection. Now, I just want to be so clear with all of you here, okay? You are loving, generous people, but if you have a large bug collection and you're looking to bequeath it to someone, I just want you to take me off the list, okay? You promise? We can have an agreement on that. I don't want your bug collection. That is very strange to me. But all of these sounded somewhat complicated to me to pass down to people in your lives. But I think the point of this show is that it shows inheritance, even when it's a little bit odd, it can have a lot of value. And it can have a lot of value in some unexpected ways. So as we continue this series that we're in called The Blessed Life, this is our stewardship series where we talk about things like giving and gratitude and generosity. Today, we're going to look at that idea of inheritance or legacy. It's the perfect thing to talk about on All Saints Sunday because we're looking at those people that went before us. We're looking at the things that they left behind. And it's also the perfect moment to ask ourselves this question. What is the legacy that you want to leave? And I actually want you to take a moment and either jot that down on your bulletin, maybe take a picture of this, throw it in your notes app, whatever makes it easy for you to take with you, because we're going to come back to this question at the end of the message, and it's a question I want you to take with you this week. What is the legacy that you want to leave? You know, as a pastor, I do a lot of funerals. And what I'm about to say is going to sound very weird to some of you, and I'm okay with that. But I actually love doing funerals. I do, because I love gathering with family. I love hearing the stories. I love learning about what these people passed down and what people want to talk about. Like, there is something so holy that can happen in a funeral service. But I've seen a lot of funerals. And one of the hard things that I'm going to share with you is that sometimes funerals aren't full of beautiful stories. Sometimes they're really full of pain. And sometimes people come together and there's just not a lot to say or a lot they want to share. And so you have this tension of what happened in this person's life and what do we take forward? And so because I get to do this work, I get to ask myself this question on probably a bizarrely regular basis. What's the legacy I want to live? What is the point that I want my life to carry forward? Now, you know, depending on where you are in your life, you might have a variety of reactions to the fact that we're even looking at this question together. Some of you, because you are aging, or because you've had some kind of health crisis, or some other significant life event, you're like, I'm thinking about this question all the time. Like it is in front of me by choice or just by circumstance, I am asking this question. Some of you are sitting here this morning and you're like, look, I did not come to church today to be confronted with my finite existence, and I don't know that I appreciate this. That's okay. Wherever you are is where you need to be. But I do want to encourage you to hold this question today, because here's the truth. You and I, each and every single one of us, we create our legacy with the lives we live right here and right now. You know, despite how we often think about this idea of legacy, this doesn't actually have to be an exclusively future-oriented question. A lot of times we think, oh, legacy is that thing that's going to happen when I'm gone in the future, far away from here. But every single choice we make, everything we choose, how to use our time, the values that we hold, the yeses we give, the boundaries we set, all of that contributes to what kind of legacy are you creating and will you someday leave behind? And I actually think that's what Paul is getting at when he writes to this church in Colossae. You know, he wants them to think about the lives that they're living and the bigger story they're telling. Because Paul's writing to this group of people that has had kind of a unique story themselves. They started out as people that they were focused. They were really strong in their faith. They were this church plant that was planted, and then they grew, and they thrived, and they knew who they were, and they were just living out their faith in this amazing way. But then something happens, and they get a little bit off course. And so that's where Paul comes in, and he says, church, we need to have a talk. We need to get our priorities straight. We need to reassess what's going on. And here's what I think is so interesting about this particular church community. You know, if you've been around the Midtown campus enough, you know my favorite thing to say is, what's the biblical context for what we're reading? And so what's the biblical context here with who Paul's writing for? Well, this church was actually in a community that was very commercially focused. Like they were making money, they were making trades, they were competing with other cities, and it was all about how do you make a name for yourself? How are you successful? How do you make enough money? And when I read this, I just thought, okay, this is a community that existed a long time ago, but that sounds pretty familiar to me and the world that we live in. And so they find themselves in this situation. As they're in this situation, these new teachings start coming up, and people are just giving some very strange ideas for what matters, what makes a life, what makes a legacy, and that's where Paul comes in. And here's what Paul says to them. He says, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, so that you may have all endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light." You know, basically, he's telling them, something's been handed down to you here. But just like that strange inheritance show, it might be something that you don't expect. Because back then, when you heard that word inheritance, especially when it was framed in like a religious sort of lens, it meant something very specific. You would have thought back to the promise, to the covenant that God made with the early Israelites. You would have thought about land. You would have thought about a people. You would have thought about laws. You would have had this whole framework that you would have been working on. But what Paul tries to remind this church of is, hey, when Jesus came, things changed a little bit. That promise became for a bigger group of people. That promise became about something spiritual. That promise became something that you can carry forward, no matter who you are or where you find yourself. And I think the awesome part about this kind of inheritance, about this kind of legacy, is that it was for them, but it's also for us. We get to step into this legacy that other people have left. We get to step into this light in this faith, and we get to do something about it. We get to live it out. You know, as you watch those faces on the screen, you might have had stories that popped up in your head. You may have had memories that came to the surface if you knew some of those folks, and you get to live into those things. But you get to do it in a way that reflects who God has made you to be. You know, it kind of makes me think about this prism. So I borrowed this prism from our early childhood program at the North Campus. Thank you, 3- and 4-year-olds, for our sermon illustration today. But it made me think about this prism, because the thing about a prism is it does some really cool things with light. So a prism takes a light source, and it can change the color. It can change the shape. You can kind of zoom in and get really close. You can zoom out and make the light spread all over. The light does a bunch of different things, but it all comes from the same simple source. And as I was thinking about us and the way we live out this legacy, I thought, we are all living in the light of Christ, but each of us does that in our own way. Each of us does that in a way that is uniquely crafted to who God made us to be, but when God looks at it, God thinks that it's pretty beautiful. So that is the legacy we live in. And you know, as I think about this idea of inheritance and legacy, the tension I feel when I think about it is, okay, we're talking about like this line of people, this community of saints, but what if my story isn't that neat and tidy? What if when I look back in my own story, in my own line of people, I don't see anyone whose legacy I want to live out? I mean, I loved the prayer that Amy prayed earlier when she said, people whose legacy we want to carry forward, or that we want to adjust, we want to change going forward. And so I know some of us have that story. We have faith stories that feel very complicated or very broken, and we think, well, what do I do with that? How do I live out the light in that lens? And I think if that's where you find yourself, I want to invite you to remember this. We all, no matter who we are, no matter what our backgrounds are, we all carry forward a legacy that Christ gives us. You all are part of something holy. Whether you know what to do with that or not in this moment, that's true. You are part of a bigger story that Jesus is telling. You are part of a bigger story that our church gets to be part of. And even if your story isn't perfect, even if you feel like your life right now is not quite the legacy you would want to hand down, I just want to encourage you to remember that Paul wrote this. And if you know anything about Paul, Like, he was not the ideal candidate at first for a legacy to hand down, right? Like, his background was messy and violent and tragic. So Paul absolutely could have thrown in the towel and said, I don't have anything to offer. None of these churches are going to want to hear from me. I don't have a legacy to live into. But Paul knew that Jesus was at work in him and that he was part of something bigger. And that's what we get to know too. Because here's the thing about creating a legacy. Creating a legacy does not require perfection. It does not require perfection from you, from the people that came before you, from the people that came after you. Creating a legacy simply requires that we faithfully show up and love people the way that Jesus loves us. And no matter who you are, you can be a living legacy. Exactly who you are, where you are, and how you are. You know, my guess is that a lot of us are actually creating a legacy, and we don't even know it. I told you that I do a lot of funerals, and I'm actually doing a funeral this afternoon. And I was talking to the child of the person whose funeral that I'm doing today, and they were sharing with me what they're going to share with everyone as they do the remembrances. Now, this child is an adult. They have adult children. This person lived a very long and beautiful life. They were very close with their family. So this is one of those funerals that feels really celebratory and really beautiful. But as she shared with me what she's going to share with everyone today, I was really surprised because she tells a story about creek stomping in elementary school. And I just thought, wow, you lived a long time with your parent. You did a lot of big, important things together, but you're telling a story about splashing around in a creek when you were in elementary school. And as I listened to her story, I thought, you know what? I can almost say with complete certainty that this person in that creek, when they're getting like rocks in their shoes, because you know that's the worst part of creek stomping is the rocks in your shoes. They got the rocks in their shoes, they're leaning down, they're trying to find the stones and the little animals and all the things you do in the creek. As they were doing that, I can promise you they did not have a thought that, yes, this is it. This is my legacy. This is what my child will share at my funeral. Right? They were just showing up to be present and love their kid. And it made all the difference in the world. And that's what I want us to understand. We create a legacy with our everyday lives, but it does not need to be big and complicated. It does not need to be perfectly curated so you can put it on social media. It doesn't need to be any of that. God invites us to simply show up and take that light and that faith that have been handed down to us and pass it on to someone else. So I want to ask you this question again. What is the legacy that you want to leave? What is the legacy you want to leave? And if you're not sure today, I guess I want to encourage you, don't rush to an answer. Don't force an answer, but take this question home. Talk to God about it. Talk to your people about it. Really spend some time reflecting, because we want you to know what you're creating in the here and now and how that lives on long past you. And if you're someone that you see that question, you're like, oh no, I could write you a 5-paragraph essay on that. I gotcha. I know what kind of legacy I want to leave. That's awesome. I really hope you live it. I hope you're paying attention enough to live that legacy out. You know, I was talking to someone about this sermon, and they said, it just seems like the most important thing we remember is that you don't have to wait till you're gone to leave those important things. We do that every single day. Paul reminds us of it. Our All Saints video reminds us of it. The way that Jesus loves us reminds us of it. So know what kind of legacy you want to live. And then friends, I pray that you live it. Will you pray with me as we go into communion? Jesus, you invite us to love people the way that you loved us. God, we know that sometimes that is not easy. Sometimes the world feels really complicated. But God, help us remember as we approach this table today, as we receive your love and your grace, to remember that that work has been happening for generations before us, and that we are part of one big holy story. Thank you for this table. Thank you for this gift. And it's in your name we pray.